From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. There's big news brewing on the South Florida arts front today. The Miami City Ballet is expected to name its new artistic director within the hour. It has come down to two candidates, Miami City Ballet principal Jennifer Cronenberg and former New York City Ballet principal dancer Lourdes Lopez. The new director will succeed the company's vaunted founder, Edward Villela, becoming only the second person to hold the position in the company's 26-year history. Stay tuned to WLRN. And Miami Herald News for more, and we'll tell you who got the job.
And now for an update on state and regional news, we turn to Ariana Prothero in our studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning, Ariana.
And good morning to you too, Wanda, and good morning to all our listeners. Big news on South Florida's arts front. After a five-month search, Miami City Ballet has named its new artistic director. Our reporter Alicia Zuckerman has more.
Lourdes Lopez, a former principal dancer with New York City Ballet, will succeed the company's founder, Edward Villela. She'll be the second person to hold the position in the company's 26-year history. Lopez was born in Havana and grew up in Miami before moving to New York as a teenager to study ballet. She says she plans to continue to increase the exposure of Miami City Ballet around the world, but she also wants to maintain its roots as a South Florida company.
That's the DNA. That's the community that has helped build it, and you never really lose that. And the way to make it global is really just to, the way that I view it is, and showing off is the wrong word, but it's a way of showing the rest of the world what South Florida has, what it has built.
The appointment of Lopez continues a legacy of New York City Ballet dancers running Miami City Ballet. Villela was a protege of New York City Ballet founder George Balanchine and that company's first male star. The other finalist for the position was Miami City Ballet principal dancer Jennifer Cronenberg. Cronenberg is almost 20 years younger than Lopez and has spent her entire career with Miami. Lopez will take over for Villela when he retires in May of 2013. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. An era is ending at Miami City Ballet. Founding director Edward Villela will step down at the end of the season, and his wife, Linda Villela, is stepping down from her post at the helm of Miami City Ballet School today. I recently caught up with Linda at the ballet's studios on Miami Beach. Linda was never a ballet dancer. She told me she used to be a professional skater.
I basically started this school because I didn't want to be bothered driving into Coral Gables, which was about a half-hour drive, but possibly more in traffic, for my daughter to take ballet class.
You sort of accidentally started a school. You weren't planning on it becoming as big as it did.
Furthest thing from my mind that it would become this international program. And, you know, I don't know how things get created. Sometimes I think if you have a long-range goal that you just are absolutely insistent on, it doesn't work. But when you just put little baby steps in front of you, things do happen for you. And this was done very innocently. In fact, my husband was dead set against it because there were a lot of local ballet schools in the area. And he did not want me competing with them and offending them. So what he did was he said, well, you know, you can start this for Krista. He says, but, you know, don't ask for us for any money. We're not going to give you a dime, and you're not allowed to advertise. And I went, okay, I didn't mind. It was just for my daughter, right, and her friends. And
I mean, that's crazy for me to hear that Edward Villela, the founder of Miami City Ballet, didn't want a school attached to the company
not
initially.
Right away. He wanted to do it himself and when he was ready.
Now, it's a big step from starting a dance school to growing it into one of the most prestigious dance academies in the country. How did you do it?
Well, first of all, we're attached to the most wonderful ballet company. So students would be looking to perhaps dance here one day. And originally, that was not the case. But once we got this building, and we had a fabulous building to present also, it kind of changed the tone of things.
Now, where was the building originally?
It was on Lincoln Road, and it was the Victoria's Secret. It didn't look as nice in our day. It was pretty. It was. I remember sitting. I had a little tiny office in the very back, and I remember talking to a parent once, telling them how wonderful it would be to come to the school. And I'm sitting on the back of my chair, on the top of my chair, because I've got like 6 or 7 baby mice running around my feet. It was very different than here.
So once you moved in here, it helped grow the school.
Well, once we got in here, I had this brilliant idea that actually worked. And I called a couple of friends that run very prestigious schools in the country. And I said, listen, we're starting a summer program. And it's our first year. And what I'll do is, if any of your students want to come, I'll give them a free tuition scholarship. I got some really very, very good dancers. And actually, some of them improved so much when they got back to their schools that they actually skipped a level. And from that and from the word of mouth, we never had a problem after that. The other thing I did was I applied to Homeland Security to get I-20s to be able to bring in students from Canada, all over South America, all over Europe, China, Japan. We had a little boy from Brazil that was with us a couple of years ago, and he just got into the National Ballet of Canada. I think, you know, there are so many highs with this. And I think also with me leaving, to have all the love that I'm having from all the parents and all the support has been just amazing.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
And that was Linda Villela, the founding director of Miami City Ballet School. Today is her last day. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Ariana Prothero.
The artistic director and founder of the Miami City Ballet stepped down unexpectedly today. Edward Villela was supposed to retire at the end of the season in spring of 2013. The ballet said in a press release that speeding up the transition to the new artistic director was in the best interest of the company. Villela says not only is he leaving the company, he's also leaving Miami.
I'll be going back to New York, my home, and I will be continuing what I've been doing for the last 55 years, which is to work in my art form.
Jordan Levin covers the ballet for the Miami Herald, and she's been following the story for months. She says that conflicts with a few powerful board leaders led to Villela's departure.
What I know is that a small group of executive board members who really have all the power on this board. They can really do whatever they want. They don't have to tell anybody or consult with the rest of the board. So they're a de facto, they run the company. And a few donors clashed with Edward Villela over the past several years and felt that he had to go.
Morphosis Dance Company director and former New York City Ballet dancer Lourdes Lopez is stepping in as artistic director immediately. The ballet picked her in April to succeed Villela.
The ballet said in a press release that speeding up the transition to the new artistic director was in the best interest of the company. Villela did not tell staff or dancers in person that he was stepping down on Tuesday. He emailed out separate statements thanking everyone and saying that he was, quote, not good with goodbyes. Villela says he's moving to New York.
And I will be continuing what I've been doing for the last 55 years, which is to work in my art form.
Villela is a former principal dancer with the New York City Ballet. He founded the Miami City Ballet over 2 decades ago. Since then, it's grown into one of the most prestigious dance troupes in the U.S. The company selected another former principal with the New York City Ballet to succeed Villela. Lourdes Lopez is stepping in as artistic director immediately. She says the final year of performances Villela laid out will remain the same.
I absolutely want to honor Edward's last season, so the programming is going to stay the same, and the casting will absolutely stay in place.
Although Villela and the ballet's executive board have been mostly silent, sources have told the Miami Herald that conflicts with a few powerful board leaders were the reason behind Villela's departure. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Miami City Ballet director Edward Villela had been planning to step down in April at the end of this season. But yesterday, he announced he is leaving the company he founded almost three decades ago, effective immediately. Villela and the executive board agreed to keep the terms of his spring retirement confidential. But insiders say the board was split about his future with the company, but many say he was forced out too soon. Alicia Zuckerman tells us more about the man who started South Florida's world-class ballet company.
Edward Villela's road to ballet began with a baseball.
I got knocked unconscious by a baseball when I was about 8 or 9 years old. My mother got upset. She wasn't there. She was with my sister at this ballet school. And she said, "You're coming with us." I got dragged to my sister's school. I sat there. I was so bored.
So he tried to amuse himself.
They started to jump, and I started to imitate them. And as I was imitating them, I started to make fun of them. And the teacher said to my mother, "Get him out of here or put him in tights at the bar." And the next day I was in tights at the bar.
Eventually, Villela's sister got a scholarship to the School of American Ballet in Manhattan. The school was founded by the choreographer George Balanchine, who also founded New York City Ballet. It was the place to study dance. Villela's mom mentioned that she had a son who danced, too.
They said, "Oh, my God, a son, a boy, can he walk?" Guys were rare.
So all the way through high school, Villela was a serious dancer. Then his sister quit.
My father said, "Okay, enough of this dancing. No more of this stuff. You're going to college."
He got a bachelor's degree in marine transportation. He went back to playing baseball and got a varsity letter.
And I was welterweight boxing champion. And then I finally said, "Enough of this. I want to dance."
He went back and asked George Balanchine if he remembered him. And Balanchine did.
He offered me a job. And 1957, I joined the New York City Ballet, actually on my birthday, the 1st of October. I was 21, and there I was.
And there he stayed for almost 20 years. He became one of Balanchine's proteges, a rare, famous American male dancer.
And then when I couldn't dance anymore, I said, "What the hell do I do?"
He started traveling around and giving lectures about dance. And one of those lectures was here in Miami.
I finished the lecture in about half a dozen people came up to me and said, "We'd like to make a ballet company, but we don't know how to go about it. Would you help, advise, consult?" So I said, "Sure."
He came to my home, and within 3 seconds, I decided if this man didn't do it, it wouldn't happen, and we sat down at my dining room table.
In the mid-'80s, Toby Anson was one of the people whose dream it was to see a professional ballet company in Miami.
And he laid out a 10-year plan of how to put together a classical ballet company.
And they say, "We've read the plan. You're the only one who can do it. Will you do it?" And I said, "No, I'm a New Yorker. We don't leave. That's the way it is. That's the way it is."
And so I got on the phone and called 6 friends. And I said, "Do you want to be part of a ballet company with Edward Villela?" They said, "Yes. What do you want?" I said, "I want $1,000 from each of you."
Villela started doing some research, and he found a statistic that showed about 1,000 people a day were moving to South Florida. A lot of them were from New York and other places where New York City Ballet performed. And that intrigued him. He and his wife sold their brownstone and moved to Miami.
People used to come up to me and say, "What are you doing here? This is a cultural wasteland." I said, "Well, I think it's also opportunity. I could make something from the ground up. And I would not inherit somebody else's manner, style, problems, personnel, etc."
Now the Miami City Ballet is about to start its 27th season. Villela built the company on the foundations of his mentor, George Balanchine, and it grew into one of the most respected Balanchine companies in the world. Miami City Ballet now also performs modern works and premieres by young ballet choreographers. Last year, the company spent 3 weeks performing in Paris. There's an annual run in New York at City Center, the stage where Villela became a star. And they still perform in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. In his goodbye note to the dancers and staff, Villela wrote, "I know that you will continue to make Miami and the world sit up and take notice." I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. Now, we just went from ballet to football. I don't know if you know that, but we did there. As first, you heard the music and the dancing from the Miami City Ballet that we've gathered from the years of covering them, our producer Alicia Zuckerman, and you heard the feet pounding on the floor there. And then we heard the music of football.
And I thought they went well together. So we decided, Alicia and I decided we'd sort of meld them together. And we did that. So we're going to talk about arts issues a little bit for a moment here, whether it be football or ballet. Are the Miami Dolphins still the sports kings of this town? Or the Miami Heat now own that title? The Marlins, what happened to them? We're going to talk about that with Don Van Atta from ESPN in just a moment and some other stuff as well that he's been covering. First, though, the artistic director and founder of the Miami City Ballet did step down unexpectedly this week. Edward Vallelo was supposed to retire at the end of the season in the spring of 2013, but instead left the company that he founded rather suddenly. Now, Ariana Prothero has been covering the story, actually spoke to Mr. Vallelo himself this week with some exclusive content, and she joins us from our studios at the Herald with more. Good afternoon, Ari. So what exactly happened? Well, let's see if we can get her up there. Ari, you with us?
There you are.
All right.
Good afternoon, Phil. Well, what happened? Edward Vallelo and the ballet said in a press release this week that it was decided that speeding up the transition to the new artistic director was in the best interest of the company. Basically, it seemed like all sides, including Edward, weren't happy with the idea of him finishing out his last season. Although he and the ballet's executive board had been mostly silent, some have said, and sources have told the Miami Herald, that conflicts with a few powerful board leaders were at least the reason behind Edward Vallelo's planned departure in the spring. And, you know, sources have also said that Edward and his wife were close to selling their home, so that could be a factor in why he's leaving sooner rather than later. But what we do know is that he's planning to move back to New York City, as he told me earlier this week.
And I will be continuing what I've been doing for the last 55 years, which is to work in my art form.
And, you know, in terms of what Edward Vallelo's role was in South Florida's art scene, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about this cultural renaissance that's happening in the region right now. Well, you know, Edward Vallelo was one of the first people behind that. Here was this guy that was, you know, one of the most famous ballet dancers, most famous performers of our time, who, after he retired from the stage, and I can't imagine he was short of any excellent job offers, came to South Florida, where there wasn't really a ballet scene, and started a ballet company.
And that's not an insignificant thing. I mean, the reason that we've given this story a lot of attention because it deserves it, but it's part of the art scene, and really, South Florida didn't really have an art scene until things like the Miami City Ballet, the New World Symphony, all these things showed up about 25 years ago, and when something like this happens and an iconic figure like him just leaves all of a sudden, it's a pretty big story.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this was years before you had things like Art Basel, and, you know, he didn't just build a company that became one of the most, you know, the biggest, most significant cultural institutions of South Florida. He built a company that became one of the most prestigious in the entire company. And, I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, Ariana Prothero, good reporting this week on that story from our arts desk. And we appreciate you joining us from our studios at the Herald. Now, this kind of just...
And after a tough year financially, the Miami City Ballet has brought in $3 million in new donations and announced Tuesday the hiring of a fundraiser from the John F. Kennedy Center in Washington as executive director. David Haggerty starts in late October. Jordan Levin covers the ballet for the Miami Herald. She says there are still other key positions that need to be filled.
Of course, they have to get in a marketing director. They have to get in a development director. They don't have all these key staff. But after that, it's really going to be all about what Lourdes Lopez, the new artistic director, does. What kind of programs is she going to come up with? What kind of new ballets will she do?
The company's financial problems have been compounded by controversy surrounding the departure of founding artistic director Edward Vallelo earlier this month. This is WLRN Miami Herald News.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. It's opening night for the Miami City Ballet. The company may not look so different to the audience, but there's been a major changing of the guard this season. Former New York City Ballet dancer Lourdes Lopez stepped in as the company's new artistic director after founding director Edward Vallelo's sudden departure last month. Lopez was already planning to take over the ballet school this fall, but she got a call over Labor Day weekend asking if she could start her job as artistic director 8 months early.
Almost. You're not holding it to the end. It's better.
On Sunday, they called me and they said, how soon can you be here? So I was ran to home. I was in New York at that time. And I said, well, I need at least 24 hours to pack something. And I arrived in Miami Monday night, ready to walk in here Tuesday morning. Basically, I was helicoptered in.
I talked with Lopez at the ballet studios on Miami Beach.
Did you ever have a moment, like a oh no moment?
There were many oh no moments, but you know what? They were, Ariana. I'm not gonna. On the flight down to Miami, I was like, what am I doing? I'm basically landing, taking over within 48 hours two artistic organizations, and I'm leaving my own support system at home. I have a 23-year-old and an 11-year-old and a husband and basically a life and career in New York. But I really felt strongly there were so many things about it that felt right and organic, mainly that I was coming home to Miami.
What was your path to dance and eventually to New York City?
I was born in Cuba and arrived in Miami in 1959, and I was about a year and a half. I started dancing here in Miami at the age of 5 because of a doctor's recommendation. I had flat feet and very skinny legs and no strength. So that's how I got into dancing. You know, Ariana, one of the really interesting things about, or the enlightening things about coming back to Miami is the Miami I left in 1972 is very, very different than what is here, which is one of the reasons I had to leave because I wanted to be a dancer, I wanted to be a ballerina, and I could not do that here. That is not the case now. Miami has really changed.
You're in an interesting and perhaps difficult position right now. You are only the second artistic director of the Miami City Ballet ever, and it's a troupe that its founder built from nothing and grew into a world-class company. How do you continue and respect the legacy of someone like Edward Villela while at the same time making the company your own?
Well, the Edward's legacy for Miami City Ballet is the same as mine. It has to do with George Balanchine. George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins, those are the two geniuses of the 20th century that shaped both Edward and shaped my own career in dancing.
What does a Lourdes Lopez Miami City Ballet, what does that look like?
I'd like to see Miami City Ballet touring not only Europe and the United States, but Latin and South America. So what I think is very important is that we have to create new work because I think new work is vital to any discipline. And new work created by young artists of today, finding those great people that will change the way an art form is headed.
And I've been speaking with Lourdes Lopez, the new artistic director of Miami City Ballet. Thank you, Lourdes.
Thank you.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News.
And I'm Phil Latzman. Welcome to the Florida Roundup on WLRN, our last edition of 2012. Merry Christmas. Hope you had a good holiday. And our weekly mission is to keep South Florida informed on we're going to wrap things up, and we left a lot of stuff on the table here. I know, Alicia, one little thing you wanted to mention was a departure on the art scene this year.
Yes, Edward Villela, the founder of the Miami City Ballet, 27 years ago, I believe it was, he left the ballet this year under probably less than ideal circumstances. There was some, disagreement with the board. But, you know, he really deserves a nod for creating a cultural institution, maybe one of the first cultural institutions in the state, in Florida, in Miami, certainly, that really drew national attention. And his successor, Lourdes Lopez, is one of the first women, might be actually the first woman, to lead a major ballet company in the country.
From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. We cover the arts in South Florida extensively throughout the year, so I've gathered three of our arts specialists for their thoughts on the biggest stories over the past 12 months. So let's go, ladies.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
All right, your turn, Ariana Prothero.
You know, Kelly, I'd have to say that for me, I think one of the biggest art stories this year was Miami City Ballet
artistic director Edward Villela, leaving the company that he founded 26 years ago. He was supposed to retire at the end of this coming season, but which is in the spring, but he suddenly decided to step down early in September. You know, Edward Villela is a legend in the ballet world. He was a superstar under famous choreographer George Balanchine at the New York City Ballet in the 60s. And he came to Miami in the mid-80s when there really wasn't an art scene here. It's certainly not what we see today. And he started a company that grew into really one of the most prestigious in the United States.